Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week that would stop short of completely scrapping the deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explains the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
If President Trump does decertify the Iran agreement, the move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to impose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of the original agreement. U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within a few days. The next Lockheed launch would be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile, or a Stage 2 version, giving the missile a longer and intercontinental range. Russian media quoted a lawmaker in Moscow saying North Korea preparing a long-range missile able to reach the west coast of the United States. Las Vegas police say they have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people, wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week. One of the investigators told reporters police are still searching for clues to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the hotel casino onto the concert venue. Police say they have no indication anyone else was in the hotel room with Paddock when he was firing. This is VOA News. Aid agencies warning the mass exodus is not over for Rohingyas from Myanmar, which has seen more than a half million refugees flee into neighboring Bangladesh since August the 25th. Lisa Schlein is in Geneva and is following the story for us.
The International Organization for Migration reports an estimated 2,000 Rohingya refugees are arriving daily at Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. The agency says as many as 100,000 more people may be waiting to cross from North Rakhine State. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock has just returned from a visit to Cox's Bazar. He calls this the fastest-growing refugee crisis in the world and one of the most heart-rending.
I sat down with 24 women who had also fled, and they told me their stories of being forced to watch while their husbands, their fathers, their young sons were killed in front of their eyes.
He notes the origin of the Rohingya crisis is in Myanmar, and the solutions also must be in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. military says a fourth American soldier was killed during an attack this week in Niger. Military officials say the soldier went missing after a deadly ambush on a joint U.S.-Niger patrol. Three other U.S. soldiers already confirmed dead after the attack earlier in the week, no one claiming responsibility. U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nate, almost a hurricane now as it moves into the southern Gulf of Mexico. Maximum sustained winds 110 kilometers an hour. John Bell Edwards is lieutenant governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is being prepped to take the brunt of Nate.
We are monitoring this storm with H hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult, and so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Nate claimed at least 20 lives as it moved across Central America. 11 were killed in Nicaragua, 7 others reported missing, thousands evacuated from their homes due to the flooding. 2 children among the 8 people killed in heavy rains in Costa Rica and Honduras. Emergency officials saying 2 youths drowned due to sudden swell of a river, and a man was killed in a mudslide in El Salvador. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. We're always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.